going on, everybody? It's Kyle for another Sunday Night Music Special here on ArtistFirst.com. Tonight, our band's hailing from Long Island, New York, and they've been compared to the likes of Nirvana, Deftones, the Pearl Jam. I think they sound quite a bit like Tool and a little Perfect Circle, so let's get right into it. We're talking with Sean, and he is the bass player from Terra Sigma. How's it going, Sean?
How you doing, Kyle?
Doing wonderful,
man. Thanks for having us on the show.
No problem. So go ahead and just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, we've been rocking out for about 8 years now, and we've been playing all over New York, Long Island, New York City, and we just changed the band members, and we have a new drummer and guitar player, which we're very excited about, and we've just been trying to get our music heard worldwide for many years now.
So you guys are in the studio right now, correct?
Well, actually, we're going into the studio in June to record a few songs, and then we're going to do our first full-length album in July or August.
Awesome. And what are the songs we're listening to tonight? What are they off of? Are they off an EP that people can find somewhere?
Yeah, I think there's one song, Vital, that I sent to you that's from our first EP.
Okay.
Back in 2005. And then the other two songs are from our most recent EP, which was released last year, beginning of last year.
Very cool. Well, why don't you give a shout-out to your band members here and let everybody else know who else is on here and what
they
do.
Yeah, I'm the bass player, and Justin Aaron is the vocalist. The new guitar player, Jared Elliott, is on guitars now. He plays rhythm and lead guitars. He also was the guitar player for American Idol Season 4. Semifinalist.
That's pretty cool.
And our drummer is Kenny Paulson from Long Island, New York as well.
Very cool. So the club scene treats you guys pretty well over there in New York, huh?
Yeah, we have actually a nice following, so, we usually get the best venues around. We've had a lot of opening slots. We opened up for Taproot. We opened up for Zach Myers at Shinedown just over about 4 months ago.
Nice.
And, we get a very, very good venues in New York on the club scene.
So who's the songwriter in the band? Do you guys all write together?
Or? Yeah, we all write. The lead singer, Justin, is the one that writes all the vocals. But we do all collaborate together on all the songwriting.
Very cool. Well, you want to go ahead and kind of play a track here? Or what do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like
that sounds good.
What would you like to play?
I guess if you have the song Leave My Body.
I have Leave My Body.
Let's rock that out.
All right, this is Leave My Body by Terra Sigma on the Artist First Radio Network.
Stay and wait a while. Look, I could hopefully alter the course of things. We're headed on here and now. Cease our wars. In enough time, I hope to find a rebel in the thought I could be more than I seem to give my. Not worth dying for. I see the world spinning out of control. We'll say the words that to me. I've created so convincingly, it's hard to separate or stray away from the belief that in me, side by side, two tired entities still shade my life. I might be wrong, I may be lost. I'm here, it's not worth dying for. I see our world spinning out of control. I might be wrong, I may be lost. I'm here, it's not worth dying for.
That was Leave My Body by Terra Sigma on the Artist First Radio Network. You there, Sean?
Yes, I am.
Alrighty. So what do you guys got planned for the summer other than the little studio stint you guys got set up already?
Yeah, we just officially booked a few shows for the summer, which we're very excited about. It's going to be our first show with our new members. As of right now, July 20th is our first show at the Delancey in New York City. That's with presented by Gotham Rocks. It's a nice booking agency in New York City. And then our big show is August 11th. We'll be the headliners at Mulcahy's in Wantagh, which is one of the best venues around Long Island. And we're definitely going to be super excited about that show because we have a lot of other bands that we're playing with. And it should be a packed house, too.
Sounds very cool. It's got to be nice to be able to go out and play somewhere, you know. Where I live, I'm in a band, but we don't really get to play out all that often because there's just not the venues for it.
Yeah. Well, the Long Island scene does, we do lack the venues too, but we do have, you know, a few venues that are very solid venues.
Right.
So we try to take advantage of that and play at those, you know, venues.
It's nice to be in a nice rock and roll city, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. New York City is one of the best rock cities around, so.
Where can our listeners find you on the web?
Yeah, right now we actually have our main website being under construction right now. So that'll be terrastigma.com, but that's not up yet. So in the meantime, you guys can check us out on Facebook. You know, it's just Facebook/Terrastigma. You can find us on YouTube, Twitter, MySpace. We're on Reverb Nation, iTunes, Amazon. So you can basically find us anywhere on the web. If you just Google us, is, you know, you can find us anywhere.
Very cool, very cool.
And Terra Stigma. It's T-E-R-R-A, Stigma, S-T-I-G-M-A.
Very cool, very cool. And why'd you guys choose that name?
Well, we were actually called Rise for about 6 years in the Long Island area. And then actually an independent rapper who won many awards wound up using our name. So we had to switch it, and we just, you know, we went through months and months of deciding, you know, what our band name was, which is definitely not an easy choice decision.
Absolutely,
you
know? Not, no.
So we just picked Terra because Terra was one of our songs, and we like the definition of Terra, which is earth and world, you know, back in the AD times and BC times. And stigma, you know, just because, you know, there's a lot of trouble in the world and grief, so we just figured, you know, that was a good name for us at the time.
Seems quite fitting too, because you guys have that like hard edge, but there's still the harmonies and the, you know, the,
yeah,
the prettiness, absolutely, prettiness of the vocals and everything. And I love it. I think it's really, really good.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
No problem. What kind of bass gear are you using these days?
Right now, I'm using I switched to a 5-string last summer, so I'm really excited about that. I'm using an Ibanez, but I just actually bought a 4-string Warwick too as well, so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, you can hardly beat the Warwick quality.
Yeah, Warwick is definitely one of the best basses around.
Just got that fat bottom end, even if it is just a 4-string.
Yeah, but I'm really digging the 5-string these days, so.
Yeah, that low B is nice,
beef.
Yeah.
get
that little beef, yeah. What kind
you
of amp?
Yeah, you could hear the 5-string actually in the next song, Defaced. That was the first song I recorded with 5-strings.
Very cool. What kind of amp are you using?
Right now I'm using a Mezzo Boogie. I have 4 12s, so it's, you know, it's a very nice amp. It's a very clean sound. And I bring it everywhere. Usually, even if I bring it to a venue and they have a bass amp, I bring mine because it sounds so nice and clear and solid.
Is it the is it tubed still? Is it the Bass Buster?
Yeah, it's tubed. Yep. Absolutely.
The Bass Buster, yeah, that's a killer amp if you can afford it. You know.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with those.
All right, well, let's go ahead and play Defaced. Got any comments on this song?
No, this is usually one of our opening songs, and it's one of our newer songs too that we wrote last year. So it's we're very happy with Defaced, the way it came out with our producer.
Well, let's spin it. This is Defaced by Terra Sigma on the Artist First Radio Network.
That's enough. It's too much. You've worn out your welcome, and there's no point looking in. It takes a long time for some till they finally find a higher plane to rest and relax on. Well, maybe I've got to learn. And maybe I've gotta be someone who I'm not. I just can't wait. In whatever we face, know there are vital changes to be made. And don't ever be sucked down enough. Maybe I gotta be someone who I'm not.
Defaced by Terra Sigma on the Artist First Radio Network. Sean, you there? You there? Sean, you there? Sean. Well, we've seemed to have lost Sean here. Just going to go to a quick commercial and we'll be right back.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud?
You there?
Relieved?
Yes, I am.
Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if?
All right, Sean, you there this time?
Yeah, I am. I'm here.
All right. We seem to be having some phone issues here tonight, but we'll get through it. Once again, we're talking to Sean, the bass player from Terra Sigma, and where can they find you guys online?
Yeah, exciting website at the moment right now is Facebook. We have some new art designs on there from our artist Laurie Alexandra. So you could just like us on Facebook. You could check us out on YouTube, Twitter, MySpace. Our TerraStigma.com website is also coming soon, so we'll keep you posted on that.
Very cool, very cool. And we were talking a little bit off the air, and you said you had some new management.
Yeah, we're really, really excited about that. We're now under Fetzer Entertainment. Jim Fetzer, who's been working with the bass player for Disturbed for many years, Adrenaline Mob. He went on tour with Three Doors Down. So he has a lot of good contacts in the industry. So we're really excited to be on board with him.
Very cool, very cool. Go ahead and tell him where your next two shows are coming up to.
Yeah, any New York or Long Island fans or any East Coast fans, you could find us in New York City on July 20th at the Delancey. And then you could find us in Long Island in Wantagh, right off Sunrise Highway and the train station, August 11th at Mulcahy's in Wantagh.
Very cool, very cool. The last song we're going to play is Vital. You have anything to say about that song? Are you there? Yeah, we lost him again. I'm going to play the song. Sean, are you there? Sean. Hello. Well, this is Vital by Terra Sigma on the Artist First Radio Network.
That's enough. It's too much. You've worn out your welcome, and there's no point looking in. It takes a long time for some till they finally find a higher plane to rest and relax on. Well, maybe I've got to learn. And maybe I've gotta be someone who I'm not. I just can't wait. In whatever we face, know there are vital changes to be made. And don't ever be sucked down enough. Maybe I gotta be someone who I'm not. I can't wait. changes to be made. And don't ever be sucked down enough to lose all faith. And maybe I gotta be some. Connect us all, one common life.